Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. If things weren't bad enough, the financial markets are bracing for another right hook to the face. Late afternoon on Friday, Silicon Valley Bank announced it had a four-feet-up moment and shuttered its doors to depositors. That was the second bank to flop over in about a week or so as crypto entity Silvergate led the charge down the rat hole. Although Silvergate is not a household name and its troubles will still cause nightmares for those who had money there, Silicon Valley Bank had $175 billion in deposits and TV streamer Roku claimed it had over $475 million there. Although it will be some time before we get a detailed forensic x-ray as to what occurred at Silicon Valley Bank, it is thought a steady stream of withdrawals from a variety of small companies, startups, and technology firms forced the bank to close its doors. As interest rates increase and inflation bites down hard on an economy, money becomes tight and cash is needed to finance and fund operations. The continuing withdrawals forced Silicon Valley Bank to sell assets to meet the demand for cash, and in a down market with investment prices crashing, the losses at the bank began to mount. Friday was the day of reckoning for the bank, and off went the lights, which caused a very bad day for Silicon Valley Bank customers. Many think that the money one puts into a bank sits in vaults collecting dust, but the reality of the situation is that regulators require only a small percentage of deposits be kept in-house, while the rest of the funds are lent out or used to purchase various permitted investments. Two things scare the hell out of me when it comes to the markets, and those are currency problems and banking implosions. Although so far no country of significant size has announced any currency issues, a bank blow-up of Silicon Valley Bank size is a significant event. Its potential ramifications bring up memories of the 2008 and 2009 mortgage and banking implosion that almost flattened the planet. Although some of Silicon Valley Bank's depositors will be made whole by the FDIC insurance, which since 2008 stands at about $250,000 per account, technically, there stands to be much more money vaporized should regulators let the chips fall where they may. That said, we have learned the Federal Reserve has much to say and do about such things as bank implosions. In 2008 and 2009, the Fed was up to its eyeballs in remedial programs to put out the globe's financial fires that threatened our civilized existence, or so they told us. I have no doubt the midnight candles have been burning bright over the weekend in Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell's office as they dissect the whole mess and decide what to do about it. In the past, such bank blowups have been handled by cobbling together similar institutions to pony up and pull out their checkbooks. Just look up the 1997 long-term capital management rescue to see that one. Or they force a shotgun wedding where another healthier bank gobbles up the sick one. Think Merrill Lynch being force-fed to Bank of America back in 2008. There are many challenges now facing the Fed. Calming the panic among customers of Silicon Valley Bank, likely making them whole again to prevent a run on other banks from now twitchy bank customers everywhere. The musical chairs we saw in 2008, where customers withdrew money or split funds between banks to get under the then $100,000 FDIC limit, only amplified the nasty situation that was unfolding. Another problem is the banks owe each other money through various financial conduits, which are there to grease the gears of systemic liquidity. When a major bank implodes, these conduits can slam in reverse as nervous financial managers all want to be the first one out the door with their money before the next guy defaults. This rush for the exits causes even more withdrawals, but on a system-wide scale. I don't know whether this will be a one-off event or the start of something that could rival 08 and 09. One thing is for certain, however, the Feds will have to print up a hell of a lot of money to provide enough liquidity to calm jittery bankers and bank customers, let alone the billions of stock market investors already on edge from a 14-month-long stock market rout. Like I said, in my 45 years of studying the markets, only two things really scare the hell out of me, and one of them just happened. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views expressed are my opinions only and not the opinions of this media outlet, its staff, management, or underwriters, and is not meant as investment advice. I hold a degree in economics 1979 from San Diego State University and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. Money! It's
a crime.